Hello and welcome to this amazing podcast, or I would say show, PNL. So I am Pierre, and he's my co-host, Elle. Hello, Elle.
Hi, how are you?
Well, very good. I don't know if you are speaking to me or to the audience.
To you, of course, Mr. Pierre.
So today, I think we will speak about making decisions and how hard it is to make decisions. Indeed, you know, every day, every single day, I think we have to make like at least 100 decisions and choices in a day. And some decisions are, you know, it's just how I will, like what kind of clothes I will wear today. That's easy. Will I wash the dishes now or later? That's also an easy decision. Will I go to bed at 10 or 11? That's also easy. But some decisions are much harder because they are life-changing, you know? They can change your whole life. Like sometimes it's about moving elsewhere in a different country, moving abroad. Sometimes it's saying yes to one job opportunity, but that job might change your whole career. Sometimes it's also moving elsewhere because the company wants you to be elsewhere. Sometimes it's about the study you want to study. So what degree you want to start? Do I want to be a cook or a pharmacist or a doctor or maybe a accountant? And all of those decisions, well, it's not easy. For some, I realized for some people, it's much easier for them to take decisions. For me, even when I go to a restaurant, sometimes I take like 15 minutes to know what to eat. Well, now I'm lucky because I'm vegetarian, so it's much quicker to choose than before, but still it takes quite a bit of time. So, well, what's your thought about this, Elle?
To piggyback on Mr. Pierre's 15-minute time frame of choosing food in the restaurant, yes, he is lucky that he is now a vegetarian and he has, I suppose, less choices. But then it only shaved off 5 minutes of that 15 minutes because even though there's only two choices in the menu, it will still take him 10 minutes. I think Mr. Pierre here is the most indecisive person I have ever known in my life, to be honest. And even the mere little small decisions that you make, it will take him 5 minutes. And 5 minutes is like a long time if you're just choosing for a coffee.
Yes. Okay, yeah, good to hear. I will ask you later how you do for choosing much quicker at a restaurant, for instance, or what, you know, like what to buy at the grocery store for the shopping list of the items you want to buy for the week, what to eat, you know, like, or the meals of the week, what to eat. That's easier because the decisions are created by yourself. You know, you could, like, you would choose, okay, this week I will eat this meal, and this meal, and you don't have external choices, I would say. At a restaurant, on the menu, sometimes you have two amazing meals, and you want both. You know, you have the gnocchi mushroom cheese, and you have the, I forgot the other one I really liked, but the salad with the goat cheese and, you know, the mustard and like the really amazing salad and tomatoes and so on, and quinoa, and both are really good. How, you know, you want both, but you know, you cannot have both. It's the same when you go on holidays, you want to go to Fiji or to Bali. Well, both are amazing, okay, it's not the same price, but if it's not a matter of, you know, of budget, you want to go to both destinations, but you know, you just have to choose one. And sometimes it indeed is really hard. It's the same when you have to, when two companies hire you, you have to choose which one. And sometimes it's really hard to you know, like, okay, both of them has pros and cons. You put a list. I don't know if you do this for me. I think it helps me a little bit. Like, just, you know, draft on a sheet of paper. You just, you know, put a line and you have pros, cons, and you try to see what, you know, what choice might be best for you. But sometimes at the end of the day, it's still hard. So then you try to set a timer. So you said, okay, I will set a timer 20 minutes. And at the end of the 20 minutes, my decision has to be chosen. And if I didn't, I will just pick up the default one. Or maybe I can use a random app, a random application. And so you generate a random number. And so number two, well, that would be my decision. You can also do, to flip a coin, probably. And that could also help. But yeah, at the end of the day, it's still hard. Although, you know, you have a lot of tricks to speed up the decision because it takes also space in your head.
I think making a big, quote unquote, big decision depends on how you see the importance of what will be the effect after the said decision has been made. So I think it's easier to directly make a decision for some things because in the end, whatever the conclusion would be, you would be okay with that. But with other big decisions, it's like, well, choosing this company might change the trajectory of my career, which is like a big thing.
Or you know? Even sometimes your happiness, because
that's right.
If you're not happy there, well, it will impact your whole life.
Yes. So I think it matters on what matters to us. It matters, it depends on what is important to us in the end. But small decisions like, you know, like choosing a coffee and stuff like that, I think it's not that big of a decision, but sometimes we take our time over it, which I think is fine as long as if you have the time of the day. But then, you know, for me, I think I couldn't really think of a moment in my life where I really had to choose one over the other, and I really had to think about it for like weeks, even months, you know, because I haven't met a situation that extreme, I would say. Mainly because the chosen field of my career might have been might not have room for those types of decision making. I'm not a doctor, so you know,
What do you mean? Like, if you're a doctor, you have
to make decisions too. Like,
oh yes,
like really patient, heavy decisions. Indeed. But
at the end of the day, the patient can say yes or no, but you have to give the best suggestions.
Yes, and sometimes you may have to force them actually, especially when they are in danger. So I'm not a doctor. My field of endeavors is not making big decisions kind of field of endeavor. Right. So my job currently, I have two jobs. I work in childcare and I work as a cleaner. There's not much of a decision there. I used to work as a pharmacist back in the Philippines, and whatever the customer says, then that's what you give. You know, there's not much of a decision making here.
You're right. Yes. Yeah. You are not a president. You are not the prime minister of a country. You are not a big CEO of a huge
company,
multinational company.
So yeah, I think the more you have, the larger the decisions you have to make. Let's be honest.
The more you have, the more you can lose.
That's right. And me?
And the same for the power. The more power you have, if you take the wrong decision, the more power you can lose. And usually people don't want to lose anything. It's a human instinct, I would say.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, for let's just say quote unquote again, a normal person like me, I haven't really made like the biggest decision, you know? And sometimes when I make big decisions, I am quite sure of what I want.
Mm.
Or maybe I have a trick here. Yeah. How about you flip a coin and then when
heads or tails?
Heads or tails? When the decision is made by the coin and then you start feeling bad or you felt good, then there's your answer. You know, if you start feeling bad that decision was made for you, it's like, oh, maybe you want the other one. But then if the decision is made for you and you feel really happy, then maybe that's what you want. So, you know, it's a matter of psychology, I must say.
Revert psychology.
Yeah, because it makes you, once a decision is made for you, sometimes it makes you feel things, you know. It's either going to make you happy or make you sad. So that's a good trick. So I think that's what I feel about making large decisions. Because if I remember really well, the only big decision that I have to make is to choose for my bachelor's during uni.
Right.
Because I didn't...
Your bachelor, like what to study.
What studies do I want? What career path do I want? Because let's be honest here, I don't know what I want to do. Still to this day, I don't know what I want to do.
Although so, now you have a degree of pharmacist.
Yes, I do have a degree in pharmacist. I am a registered pharmacist back in my home country.
Right.
But then the credits are not the same here in Australia. So I can't practice pharmacy. I didn't love the job, although I chose the field because it pays really well and the market is unsaturated. The market is growing, yet the pharmacists are still not a lot. There's not a lot of pharmacists. Like it's a bit harder to pass too the exam. So that's why if you just pass the board exam, you'll probably get hired because they don't care. You can't operate a pharmacy. Like a botica is what we call it in the Philippines. Oh, botica?
Botica.
Yes, you can't run a botica if there's no pharmacist. So the demand is much higher compared to what is being produced every year. Like the pharmacist that is being produced every year. So
right.
I think that's why I chose that field, because I was just thinking logically that it will give me more money. You know, because in this society, we need that, sadly. So that's what I thought, but then I didn't really like it, you know.
So it's probably not for you either.
It wasn't for me. So you mentioned before that maybe moving to a different country, starting a new life in a different country might be a big decision.
From scratch, yeah.
Yeah. But for me, it's like my sister just asked me, do you want to go to Australia? And I was like, oh, yeah. I just said, yeah. And then I came here. And
maybe it's because you had nothing to lose by moving to Australia.
I had nothing to lose.
Sometimes you have kids already home, you have a family, or you have a job you love.
That's right.
You have maybe colleagues and a lot of friends there. And so you have a lot of things to lose. So then it's harder. But for you, you didn't like your job as a pharmacist back in the Philippines. You didn't have much other things to lose. You didn't have family, you didn't have husband. So you said, oh yeah, why not? Let's move.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think Mr. Pierre just called me friendless. But then I have friends. But then, you know, it's my life. I can do whatever I want. And I have nothing that is tethering me to that place, you know?
Yeah.
Because I said, okay, let's just, and I don't like my job, let's do it. And then here I am. And still, I think compared to back in the Philippines versus here, I think I have more things to lose here now. I really like Australia. So the decisions that I'm making now are much more heavy compared to before.
Yeah.
Because I really like to stay here longer. I don't have a lot of friends. Okay, that's okay. But then I really like how progressive the country is. So, and the convenience of everything is like amazing. So this is why my decisions are heavier. But, you know, we will go over the bridge when we get there, is what I'm trying to say here.
Right.
So, yeah. But I've known some people who are having hard decisions as well. Like, if for me, it's a bit simple, but then for them, it's really hard, you know? Like my sister, she was having difficulties to make a decision in quitting her job, which is like, why can't you just do it? Because you don't like the job.
So
what's the point of staying?
She doesn't like her job. She's planning to quit her job for years, maybe even.
Years, yeah.
Right. And she maybe has a different plan to, you know, for a different lifestyle, going maybe somewhere else as well. And do you mean for her, it's so hard to take the decision to say, to resign, to say to her boss, no, I quit and I start something else. And life is so limited. This is also about decisions. Sometimes a decision can take like years to happen. You are thinking about it, and for making that decision until it's done, you wait and you believe one day the perfect moment will happen. I mean, will come to you, the perfect moment. And usually, indeed, it will never happen. You have to do it now. What you want to do now, never postpone for tomorrow or for later. Do what you want to do now, if you want to do it now, obviously. Never wait for later. But I know sometimes it's hard, because sometimes it's also about the society. Sometimes making a decision, will you believe at least that some people will see you differently, maybe, because they will be disappointed. You quit your job or you study something else, and they thought for instance, it's just an example, your family really wanted you to become a doctor, and then you make the decision to be, well, to be someone else, to do something else, not someone else. But sometimes people see the person as what they do for their job. It's a little bit sad, but you are a doctor, so they see you as a doctor. But you decided, pharmacist maybe is not a good example because it's really close, but you decided to become a software engineer, and people will be disappointed because it's really different from what they thought you would become. And your family, and maybe uncles, aunts, and so on, your whole family. And this is why also sometimes making a decision can be quite hard. The same for moving abroad. Sometimes your family, or even your half one, if your partner is not, you know, doesn't want to have a different kind of life and wants to stay in the same country, but you really want to go somewhere else, then it's also hard, because the decision, you know, you have, it's not just one decision. It will involve other things. Either in the society, you will be seen differently, and sometimes it's because, you know, you have a house, you have to sell the house, you have your partner who doesn't want to move, you have something else, and then the whole decision is, you know, it's not just one decision. And then you wait, but you really know that you don't like your life now. And this is also not good, because life is only once, and the more you wait, well, it won't fix anything. Like, waiting doesn't fix anything.
Yeah, well, waiting might end up having the decision made for you, you know?
Really?
Like, yeah, like, how? Let's say, I'm gonna cross the road. Wait, I don't want to. I don't know. You're in the middle of the road. Yeah. And then somebody's gonna make a decision for you, and it's gonna be a car, and you're gonna run in either directions, you know?
I see. I'm not sure if that example is the best.
It isn't, I know.
It's the same when you're in a coffee shop or in a restaurant, and it's hard for you to choose on the menu. Well, at the end, you know, the waiter, the waitress will, you know, ask you, so, finally, can I take your order? Or at the coffee shop, you know, you have a queue, and you are forced to say whatever you want to order. That's for easy and not impactful decisions. It won't change your life. But for the hard ones, like what you are saying also for your sister, well, it's, if she doesn't take a decision now,
then time would make a decision for her, for sure.
It will probably not be the one she wants.
That's right.
It will probably be the same as she's doing now.
That's basically what, that should have been my example, you know? Like, time would make a decision for you if you don't make a decision now. Because, you know,
But, you know, when you have the thought of doing something else that your sister mentioned to you. She would like probably to go somewhere else, to live somewhere else, to have a different job. She doesn't like her job. So actually, she knows already what she wants. But for her, it's just harder to make the decision, but she knows that she doesn't want to have this anymore. So at least the decision is already there. Like, she knows already where to go. Sometimes it's so hard to make the decision because option A and option B looks so good. And for you, you really don't see which one is better. I love my job there. I love where I am now. But I know that maybe I would like to go somewhere else. That's harder. But for your sister, she knows she doesn't like her job. She's planning to quit for years. She would like to go somewhere else. Well, you know, it's, I would say it's, the decision, don't wait.
Yeah, the decision is just staring at her face. Actually,
yeah.
It's funny because I just saw a message from Facebook Messenger from her, and she said, on Monday, I'm going to quit my job. And then she unsent the message, and my sisters were like,
How did you see she unsent it?
Well, actually, there's a notification that she was seeing, and I saw the message, and then she removed it. I already saw the message in the notification. Right. But then,
you know, I have a really good advice for her. When for me it's so hard to make a decision, then she should, now you have that option, which is amazing, she should schedule an email to the HR team of her company for Monday whatsoever. Because when you send it, it's so hard to send because it's instant. You cannot go back. So she scheduled that email saying, the email template to resign. And then she just said, blah, 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 I will resign on that day. Goodbye. And she scheduled it. She knows it won't happen now because the schedule is, it won't be sent now. And she scheduled it 1 week before. So maybe she will forget. And then on that day, it will be sent. And boom, probably she didn't thought anymore. So it means it was the right moment, you know, the right decision to be sent because it wasn't in her head anymore. And she really, if she thinks she really doesn't want to, she can always cancel it, reschedule it. You can also do the same for on Slack, for instance. Probably she doesn't use Slack, but nowadays on so many messaging applications and emails, you can schedule your emails on Outlook, on Gmail. So she should just schedule the email, and at least she feels free. And if she doesn't change her mind, it will be sent. But she still has an option to change her mind, but at least the default choice is already there. It will be sent on the day if she doesn't cancel the scheduling.
Yeah, well, let's see. I might speak to her. I might send a message to her and see if what she thinks about the idea.
And then she has to move ahead and probably, I don't know, if she wants to go to Australia, to Japan, or to Korea, or to have a different, you know, lifestyle. Well, it's now or never, because you never know what can happen in the future. Now it's possible. In the future, you don't know, you know. It's like, for some people, they always say, later we'll do it. And after, they have a family, they have kids, someone, you know, because of family issues or because of another issue or because of health issues even, you won't be able to do it. So now you know you can't do it. So do it now.
Yeah, but what about you, Mr. Pierre? Like, what are instances in your life where you find it hard to make a decision?
Okay, yes. So, like what you mentioned, Elle, I'm really indecisive. Wow, indecisive. When it comes to decisions where option A and option B sounds, you know, really good. Like at a restaurant, when there is two dishes and both of them are really, like, for me, it's tempting. I want both of them. Then it's really hard for me to make a decision. The same when I have to make a decision about, I don't know, I'm going on holidays and there are two hotels and both of them look really, really good. And it's so, for me, it's really hard to see one, not, you know, like why I should take that one because the other one looks as good as the other one. Then it's also really hard. The same for a job when both, if I have two offers and both offers, well, they're different, obviously, but they both look good. Well, it's hard to. However, now, if I know what I want, and like, in, for instance, here, to come to Australia or to go somewhere else, I knew exactly, and that's really easy. I would just do it. I don't ask anyone else's opinions. Usually when I make a decision, I don't really ask opinions from other people because I know, like, for instance, about going to Australia, I knew I wanted to go to Australia, and asking to my family, to my parents, to my friends or whatsoever, especially if they didn't do it, why it would be better to mention if it's good or not for me if they haven't been to Australia. The same when you build a company, I used to be freelancer before in the UK, and I had some, you know, sometimes I had some thoughts about in my business of what to do, and obviously asking people who are not entrepreneurs, it's silly because they don't know anything. So it's like asking someone who hasn't done it. So how can they give you a good answer? And before to be freelancer, like if I asked my parents, oh, do you think it's good to be freelancer? By definition, they are really not good at answering this to me because they, for my parents, they were not freelancer before in the past. If they were, maybe in the same field than me, maybe they would have a good answer and they could help me. But if you know those people, even if they are your parents, but if they haven't done what you want to do, by definition, they cannot help you. And at the end of the day, you know, you have to know that at the end of the day, if you always ask your friends what to do or the people you like what to do, if you just listen to them, you will become like them. Do you want a life like your life, or do you want a life like someone else designed it for you? You have to make it clear. In my case, those decisions, usually it's easy to make because I know exactly what I want. But for decisions like, for instance, choosing a meal, a dish at a restaurant is so hard sometimes because if both of them looks really good, how can I do it? Or sometimes it's about, if you want to rent an apartment or staying in the place where you are, if you are not 100% sure, it's not easy either. Before, when I came to Australia, I used to be in a co-working space. And before to choose the co-working space I have been to, I had a few others I was thinking of. And during the night, I was looking to those other co-working space to imagine myself there, how I would be there, how productive I would be there. Is it easy or close from where I live to go there at any time of the day? And it took me like 2 weeks to make my final decision. It wasn't easy. And I was thinking of three open 24 hours. So that was my criteria. So first, I when you have to make a decision, you first have to know your criteria. For me, co-working space, open 24 hours, all of the others that are not open 24 hours, anyway, they are out of my list because it's not for me. And then about the price, also about the service, and then the location, and especially the environment inside, because for me, being inspired of where I am is so important. And finally, I made my decision. And then I was happy because I made it, and then I didn't hesitate anymore. Once it's done, it's done. Decision, it comes from decidere, from Latin. It means to kill something, to cut something. Once it's done, it's over. You have done it, you cannot go back. And for me, it was just the moment before making the decision. I emailed with a lot of questions, everything I wanted to know. And finally, I made my decision and I chose one co-working space where I have been really happy. So my decision was right. And again, you have to do everything. Like when you are not sure, it takes time. But usually once I make my decision, I know, oh yes, Pierre, you have done it right. Your decision was exactly right. Well done. But before to make it, it's so hard. Before, usually once I make my decision, I never go back, never. But before, well, yeah, it takes space. Like at the moment, it's funny because we are taking this as an example. Well, I took it as an example, but at the moment I'm thinking of two job offers and both of them, well, they both look good, but I believe I already made my decision now because sometimes a new information always, you know, you have a new information you didn't know and this information will make your decision because you say, oh yeah, no, now it's clear, crystal clear. I know actually this is not for me because of that information, because of the location, because of the salary, because of the team structure and so on. And then you know what to do. So that's for me actually. I believe everybody is different for making decision. In my case, for instance, for what I will wear today, usually all my shirts are a bit similar. They're usually blue, light blue, and so it's easy, you know, to fit with my pants, with my trousers. So I don't have any issues, and my trousers are usually the same colors. I have just two trousers at the moment, just two pants, and only two shorts as well. So I don't have many clothes, so that's easy for me. I removed all my decisions making when I wake up. I just wear my clothes no matter what. You know, you can simplify things to make decisions quicker and faster. By removing removing the amount of things you have to decide, it's always easier. What to eat for breakfast, if you have so many different choices for breakfast at home, you have eggs, you have cereals, you have porridge, then in the morning it will be harder for you to know what to eat in the morning because you have plenty of food in the fridge, in your cupboard, and so you will have to know this morning what to eat. But if you just have one item to eat, then it's really easy. There's no decision to make. And sometimes just by removing all of the other decisions, it will make your life easier and better. But for the decisions that matter, for instance, going somewhere else, moving abroad, having a different job, a career switch, like for you, Elle, maybe you are thinking, oh, pharmacist, you already know, it's not really for me. What I do at the moment, well, childcare, maybe it's not for me either. At least I don't see myself in 5 years, me still doing that, definitely not. Then you have to make a different decision. Do I need to study again? Do I need a degree? Do I need a diploma? Or maybe do I have to do something else? Is this country the best for doing what I want to do? And then you start planning.
Yeah, that's a good insight, Mr. Pierre. But yeah, I mean, you know, at some point of our life, we are going to make a decision that will change our life in general. So I think those decisions are the hardest to make. Well, we are faced with the little decisions that we make every day, but that's okay because, you know, you can always go back and try the ones you really like in that day. I'm speaking with regards to food, but or ordering in a restaurant, but for larger decisions, once in a while you will have it in your life, and you know, just trust your guts, I would say.
And sometimes the opportunity is only now and it won't come later. Like, you know, that opportunity, maybe it will never be there anymore later. That's the hardest. And sometimes the decisions you really wanted, but you didn't because of different, you know, because of the situation or because where you are at the moment or because some other people told you something else and you got influenced, then usually you will regret in your life and you have just one life. So you shouldn't, you know, always follow your heart and not follow what others want you to do.
Yeah, but you know, it doesn't hurt to listen for a while. Because I remember the time when you were choosing your apartment.
Oh,
you
yes.
really liked this apartment. I was saying,
oh, yeah.
but doesn't yes. have a fridge.
I know, like,
but
yes.
But did you ever use a fridge, Pierre? I don't think so. And that made your decision, like,
it
okay.
It was so simple, yeah. Thanks to you, indeed. So, yes. So for the little story, the apartment, I had a lot of viewings because I had to rent an apartment here in Adelaide, and I had one apartment that I really liked. However, there was no fridge and it wasn't furnished. So I thought, I don't have a car. I don't even have my driving license here. And how I will have furniture. And the second was the fridge, because for me, you know, we live in a society where we believe in a house, you must have a fridge, a washing machine, you know, white goods, and I don't know, and something else, and a bed, for instance. And actually, we are brainwashed about this. So you believe if I have an apartment, I rent, and I don't have a proper bed, and I don't have a fridge, and I don't have a washing machine, no, it's impossible. I have to buy one. And then you feel forced to buy one. It is so hard. First of all, a fridge is so expensive, washing machine as well. And it's really hard to carry, you have to get it delivered by someone. And the same for the bed, and especially when you rent for just 12 months, after you have to get rid of. So it's a lot of money wasted as well. And for what? And Elle told me, actually, Pierre, no, you nearly never cook at home. You are vegetarian. And why do you need a fridge? And yes, indeed. Then I thought, wow, actually, Elle is right. I don't need a fridge because... Why? It's just because I was brainwashed and I thought I need a fridge, otherwise it's weird. And no. And so because I asked the agent, you know, the agency, property agent, and she told me normally there's no fridge. So I applied, and when I had the apartment, when I went there for the first day, I realized, oh, there's a fridge. And actually the fridge was included, but they thought there was no fridge because on the list it wasn't listed, but the fridge was there. So I almost didn't take the apartment just because of the fridge and because the agency told me, no, there's no fridge. And actually there was a fridge and the washing machine, there was a washing machine. And actually for the issue of the bed, well, why not to use a futon or a mattress? You know, like a foldable mattress you can fold, unfold.
Yeah. So, you know, it was a really good apartment. I think your heart was set on it. It's just that you needed to hear something from
exactly.
somebody else.
Sometimes you need.
Yes, sometimes you do. So maybe hear the opinions of people that you trust the most and you know that will give you good decisions for sure. If you can't make a decision at all, then maybe the people who know you better, who know you best, because you have established a great relationship with them, or maybe sometimes they just know you. Like, you don't know yourself, but then they know you. So, yeah, have those people around you, and, you know, it will be really helpful when time comes that you have to make a decision.
That's a good point, Elle. Yeah, I completely agree. Would you like to add anything else about, you know, decisions? I mean, making decisions, decision making, and choices?
Yes. So I just want to share a quote. I always share this quote here in the podcast. Make a decision now, because the world is paved with flat squirrels who are indecisive.
Mm. Are you thinking of this quote every time you have to make a decision, Elle?
Not really, but when, you know, because my every time I have a situation where I have to make a decision, it's not the same intensity as the quote-unquote getting run over by a car.
And, of course.
But then, you know, it really gives me like a sort of reminder, saying that, hey, make the decision, otherwise somebody else would make it for you. Time or a car would make it for you, because, you know, you didn't make a decision. That's all for me.
Beautiful. Well, that's it for me too. Amazing. So do you know what decision we'll have to make today? Like when we finish the podcast, right? That's also a decision.
Yeah, okay. But that's easy. It's natural, I would say.
So yes, I believe this is the end, and
this is the decision.
Goodbye.